Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 13th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Quantitative identification of high-risk tricuspid regurgitation by cardiac magnetic resonance. This study aimed to assess the prognostic relevance of tricuspid regurgitation quantification and its consequences using cardiac magnetic resonance in a large real-world cohort. Researchers collected comprehensive clinical, echocardiographic, and cardiac magnetic resonance data from patients referred between 2019 and 2024 who underwent tricuspid regurgitant fraction quantification. The study established that cardiac magnetic resonance quantification can quantitatively identify high-risk tricuspid regurgitation patients. This provides a crucial tool for improved risk stratification and management strategies for individuals with tricuspid regurgitation. Article number 2. N-palmitoyl glutamine is a candidate mediator of cardiorespiratory fitness. This study investigated the molecular underpinnings of cardiorespiratory fitness, a key predictor of survival and cardiometabolic health. Researchers employed non-targeted liquid chromatography mass spectrometry-based plasma metabolomics in 654 participants from the Heritage Family Study. The study successfully identified N-palmitoyl glutamine as a candidate mediator of cardiorespiratory fitness. This discovery provides a novel molecular target for understanding and potentially enhancing cardiorespiratory health and its benefits. Article number 3. Cellular and molecular imaging of coronary atherosclerosis, clinical applications. This article reviewed the substantive advances in non-invasive and invasive structural imaging techniques used to delineate atheroma burden and anatomical composition in coronary artery disease. Driven by progress in imaging agent and hardware technology, the review detailed the burgeoning field of cellular and molecular imaging. It comprehensively discussed how these advancements enhance understanding of atherosclerosis pathogenesis and explored their diverse clinical applications. This provides clinicians with critical insights into improved diagnostic capabilities and potential for more targeted therapeutic strategies. Article number 4. Contemporary waitlist and post-heart transplant outcomes for Fontan patients, an international multi-institutional analysis. This international multi-institutional study provided contemporary data on waitlist and post-heart transplant outcomes for pediatric patients with Fontan circulation. Researchers conducted a retrospective analysis of children aged 2 to less than 18 years, listed for heart transplant in the Pediatric Heart Transplant Society database between 1993 and 2023. The study categorized patients by diagnosis, including Fontan circulation, non-Fontan congenital heart disease, and cardiomyopathy. This analysis established vital outcome trends, highlighting that Fontan patients represent a growing and high-risk cohort among heart transplant candidates, offering crucial guidance for clinical decision-making. Article number 5. Major bleeding with apixaban versus aspirin, a sub-analysis of the Artesia randomized clinical trial. This pre-specified sub-analysis of the Artesia randomized clinical trial characterized major bleeding events associated with apixaban versus aspirin in patients with device-detected subclinical atrial fibrillation. The main Artesia trial previously demonstrated that apixaban reduced stroke and systemic embolism but increased major bleeding compared with aspirin. This sub-analysis specifically aimed to detail the site and severity of these major bleeding events and identify associated factors. It provided important information on the specific bleeding risks to consider when treating patients with subclinical atrial fibrillation with apixaban. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.